Alleluia, Christ is risen. The Lord is risen indeed. Alleluia. It is always with great joy and holy fanfare that the community of St. Paul's on the Green gathers to celebrate the resurrection of Jesus Christ on Easter Day and welcome so many of you to join in that great festival. At the center of our worship today is what stands at the foundation and forefront of the Christian faith. We heard the gospel account that relates the events of that first Easter morning, the story of how the two Marys went to the tomb of Jesus in the pre-dawn darkness. They came expecting to complete the prescribed burial anointing that was hastily done the day before. They expected to find a body, and instead they found an empty tomb. No matter what our personal belief system or faith tradition may or be, or even our lack of belief, this is a compelling story. Still, it is hard to grasp. Our human experience of death makes it almost impossible to fathom. And that was true for the women on the first Easter. Michael Patrick O'Malley, Jr. opened the morning newspaper and was dumbfounded to read in the obituary column that he had died. How many Michael Patrick O'Malley, Jr.'s could there be, he thought to himself. So he quickly phoned his best friend, James Finnerty. "Did you see the paper?" asked O'Malley. "They say I died." "Yes, I saw it," replied Finnerty. "And where are you calling from?" Poor old Finnerty. We don't expect to get a call from the deceased. The idea of resurrection is both astonishing and wondrous, but it is not that easy to believe. Yet the author of the Acts of the Apostles in the first reading today recounts how Peter preached to the Gentiles, assuring them that we are witnesses to all that he did, both in Judea and in Jerusalem. They put him to death by hanging him on a tree, but God raised him on the third day. And we believe that this account was written within 30 to 40 years after the resurrection. And our parish patron, the Apostle Paul, goes as far to say in one of his letters that if Christ has not been raised, and our proclamation of the resurrection has been in vain, then our faith has been in vain. The accounts of the resurrection in the four Gospels should be comforting, because they are very frank about how difficult it was for Jesus' closest friends and followers to understand and accept it. The first Christians were not expecting the resurrection. They did not believe it when the women first announced it to them. They had all scattered and hidden when Jesus was condemned and executed. It was the two Marys who first believed that it was real. They left the tomb quickly with fear and great joy and ran to tell his disciples. Don't we all know that experience? Something breathtaking and amazing happens to us. An almost unbelievable development. And we are both full of excitement and yet scared at what it might mean for how our life will change. And still, we want to tell someone. The early community that had followed Jesus during his 3 years of teaching and healing were stunned by their loss and almost paralyzed by fear. All of what they knew to be normal was crushed. The burial was not normal. Few people who were crucified in those days were buried at all. And Jesus, who owned nothing and was a poor itinerant preacher, was placed in a rich man's grave. Then the tomb was empty. And then they began to see him again, talking with them and eating with him. Jesus had been transformed, had defeated death, and now life was changed everywhere. And they had experienced the restorative power of God. That same restorative power that was responsible for the transformation of Jesus begs us to expect that God's presence may amaze us by showing up in strange and even alien places and in surprising ways. An adult study group in a church was in deep discussion about difficult Christian beliefs. Someone brought up the struggle in believing in the resurrection of Jesus. They found this a far-fetched possibility. Life from death, he asked. How can that be credible? The woman in the group spoke up. Well, I do believe in the resurrection. I've seen it. I've lived it. When my husband walked out on me, I could have died. I did die. My life was over, dead end. But then, by the grace of God, with the support of a wonderful church community and the coaxing of good friends, I came back. I came to life. I got a whole new life. I believe in the resurrection because I have lived it. Last week, a woman stopped me in the aisle of the grocery store. You're the priest at St. Paul's. I did not recognize her, and I was not wearing clerics. And I just couldn't place her, but she finally gave me an idea of how I might know her. She said what a great church this is, and then she told me that she had just been diagnosed with stage 4 cancer, and would I please pray for her? Encounters like this always move me deeply, heighten my awareness of the fragility of life and how easily we can take it for granted. It was a few minutes later at the checkout when it really hit me. It was nice seeing you, Father, she said. Happy Easter. Here is someone facing a scary, life-threatening event. And yet for her, resurrection had meaning. She was still able to proclaim it in that simple salutation. Happy Easter. A Christian monk tells of an encounter he had with a teacher of Zen. As part of a retreat, he had a private session with the teacher, who sat before him, smiling from ear to ear, and rocking gleefully back and forth. Finally, the teacher said, "I like Christianity, but I would not like Christianity without the resurrection. I want to see your resurrection." The monk later said that with his directness, what the Zen teacher was telling him is, "You are a Christian. You are risen with Christ. Show me what this means for you in your life, and I will believe." Today we hear those ancient words recited. On the third day he rose again, in accordance with the scriptures. What we are really saying is that we believe that resurrection goes on, and that God continues to resurrect lives. Every time we let Jesus rise in our hearts, every time we see Jesus in places where we did not recognize him before, every time we raise up some oppressed person from their tomb, Jesus rises again. The story of the resurrection may sound unbelievable, even outlandish to some, and I certainly cannot prove it really happened. I believe in the resurrection because of a historic testimony throughout the ages of countless persons. As long as there is life on earth, there will be people talking about the resurrection of Jesus Christ. But mostly, I believe in the resurrection because I have seen it. in its transformative and restorative power, working in the lives of those around me. I will tell you that this story continues to shape my life, to influence my story in ways that are sometimes startling, but always life-giving. If I could give you a wonderful Easter gift today, I'd give you a deep and abiding hunger for more of the story and more of the God whose story it is.